It's like a little cold surface on the roads compared to where it's on ground.
Kevin Witt, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the snow is expected later tonight, but earlier in southern Maryland. A vigil last night at the Lincoln Memorial for McLean accountant shot and killed by park police nearly 3 weeks ago. About 1,000 people gathered to remember Bijan Gassar. According to the FBI, the shooting occurred after he led police on a chase following a hit-and-run accident in Alexandria. Quick reminder, if you're heading out of Fredericksburg, Route 355 or Banda Pike at the Monocacy River Bridge remains closed for a long while.
This could take up to 60 days.
Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highway, that following the trash truck crash that caused structural damage. Jamie Whitten will have all you need to know coming up. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24-211, NASDAQ at 68-12. In sports, Wizards beat the Suns 109-99, Bradley Beal having 34 points. Redskins in L.A. to take on the Chargers. Game action begins right here at WMAL starting at 3 on Sunday. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish. Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And early on here, we're dealing with two major problems on two major roadways. Start on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heading out of Laurel. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway closed. You're diverted onto Powder Mill Road. That's going to be your detour point as they're dealing with an accident. Happened several hours ago, so a tow truck is arriving on the scene. So being positive here that hopefully within a half hour they can clear it. So southbound BW Parkway, currently you cannot get past Powder Mill Road to continue down toward Greenbelt and NASA. So keep you posted, plan ahead, northbound side open. Now let's go Virginia. Other major problem, multiple cars involved in this crash. Southbound as you head in toward the Dumfries area. Southbound on 95, diverted at 234 Dumfries. Then you head over to Route 1 back to 619. Now if you're joining on obviously from 619, you're beyond the activity and you can continue south. No problems northbound side. Your travel lanes there are open. So those are two big problems right now. Otherwise, Beltway's off to a good start. No problems across our Anacostia crossings. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy 41 today. A little bit of light rain, light snow tonight. Some have all snow. That rain and snow will be around tomorrow. Up to an inch possible in the district. Maybe a little bit more in some spots. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 36 degrees in Burke, 36 and clear in Frederick, 39 with some clouds at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Joining us at 7:05 is David Bossy. He is the author of Let Trump Be Trump. I almost read that wrong. Let Trump Be Trump. We're going to talk to him about that. At 7:45, Larry Michael will be joining us to talk about the game. At 8:05, it's Representative Louis Gohmert. And at 8:15, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. We have a full show for you. And Vince Colonnais out, no voice, sitting in the seat. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Mary. I stole his voice, by the way. That's what happened.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, I wiped everything down. I Cloroxed everything. I used the Lysol. Everything has been disinfected.
It smells like a pool here.
Doing my best to keep you healthy. And me too. I'm a little selfish about the whole thing. So did you see yesterday Senator Al Franken resigned? Kind of.
Well, it was the most unapologetic apology speech I have ever heard. It's like, hey, you all, you're forcing me to do this. I didn't do anything wrong, and I don't even know why I'm talking about it, any of this.
Exactly. So we're if you missed it, we'll play this for you, and we'll let you hear it. But here's the thing. I have seen several pieces and several people comment that really wasn't an apology. It really wasn't an apology at all.
No,
he just kind of said, yeah, well, I'm going to, and he's not resigning. He's going to resign sometime.
Yeah. It's like on my agenda. It's like on my Rolodex, like after going to the members' dining room, I'm going to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are clearly some votes coming up that he wants to vote on.
Yeah.
So he's going to resign sometime. So we would like to hear from you what you thought about that he's going to resign sometime. Do you have any thoughts as to why you think he's going to resign sometime, not immediately? And because, you know, the governor is going to appoint someone to sit in that seat. Very easy. They could have had the conversation. He had enough time to have a conversation with the governor, enough time for the governor to say, okay, I know who I'm going to put in that seat. So that's not the issue. What could it possibly be? And was this even an apology? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. So I want you to hear part of this. We'll go through this. This is Al Franken discussing about how this came about and the conversation and how long they've been having this conversation, which just bolsters my point of view here that this isn't because they don't have a replacement for him, because this conversation has been going on.
A couple months ago, I felt that we had entered an important moment in the history of this country. We were finally beginning to listen to women about the ways in which men's actions affect them. The moment was long overdue.
Well, that was a long overdue moment for someone who got a picture taken of him putting his hands on someone's breasts. I mean, am I missing something here? I mean, this is completely insane.
And what's interesting is, and I've had this conversation, as I'm sure you have as well, Tony, and I'm sure our listeners have had with many people who are a little bit more liberal-leaning, who said he's not really touching her. He has his hands hovering. I'm like, no. The left hand is making contact with the vest. You can see that the left hand is making contact with the vest. But is that the point? Because doesn't it just bolster Leanne Tweeden's point of what she claims happened?
It was incidental to a number of other incidents. I mean, that's a thing. So, I have a theory. I believe that the reason he's not resigning now is because he can't get reservations in Brainerd, Minnesota to go ice fishing on Love Lake.
Is that what it is?
I think he just can't get that one really sweet ice fishing spot, Mary. And so he wants to wait till he's got that reservation. And once he's got the reservation, it's like, hey, Katie, bar the door. I'm out of here.
Why do I think he's just not the outdoorsman? 888-630-9625. We're going to play more of this for you to help you decide why you think he is going to resign sometime. And if this was an apology at all, we're going to kick it off, though, with Dan in Harper's Ferry. Dan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Mary. I just wanted to say sometime within the next 30 years, I plan on retiring, too.
Exactly. And what are you going to do with your retirement? I'm going to go get a blue vest to become a greeter at Walmart. Because I'm such a people person. Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I want to be a stock person at Home Depot. I used to work at Home Depot, believe it or not.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, there you go.
I was a department head,
Let's hear more from Al Franken here. And here's where Al talks about, you know, here's the thing. We've had this conversation. This country is long overdue, and now the women start to come forward.
Over the last few weeks, a number of women have come forward to talk about how they felt my actions had affected them. I was shocked. I was upset.
But I didn't apologize, and I don't think it was really me.
Well, wait a minute. Now I'm going to try to be fair here. I understand why he was shocked and upset. I get it. I think anybody in that situation where someone makes an allegation against you, you're shocked by it because it could be for a myriad of reasons. It could be like, oh my gosh, I thought you forgot about that. Or it could be, wow, I had no idea you were offended by that. Or, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
So the shock can come from a lot of different different reasons. So I get it. I understand what he's saying there. I get that. All right. So he continues.
In responding to their claims, I also wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation, because all women deserve to be heard and their experiences taken seriously. I think that was the right thing to do. I also think it gave some people the false impression that I was admitting to doing things that, in fact, I haven't done. Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently.
Okay, so some of them are just lies, so some of them aren't true.
Right.
And some of them I just remember differently. Okay, so he's not admitting to anything. He's not copping to anything.
Not a single thing.
I kind of get, right? I get it that he's not going to cop to any of this. Because if you do that, so automatically you're guilty. Does that open him up to lawsuits? I don't know.
It may. Well, this is where I have a mixed feeling about this too, because as a guy, you do worry about this. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you really do want to make sure that if you're interacting with a female, that the interaction is welcome and appropriate. Now, as a military guy, I've been with women who give as good as they get. As a matter of fact, you may find this kind of interesting. I was actually sexually harassed by a woman at one point that they had to take her aside and counsel her because she would not keep her hands off me. I know. So it goes both ways. I'm just saying, I understand what he's saying. With that said, though, Mary, he didn't seem to even accept the very premise of what he said, which is women deserve to be heard. If he really felt that way, I think he would have, you know, been a little bit clearer about what he did.
All right, so 888-630-9625. Is this an apology at all? We have more of this. So if, in case you didn't hear this, we do have more of his speech. We have, but we want to know from you, is this an apology? But also, why do you think he's going to retire sometime? Resign. He didn't resign right away. He's resigning sometime. Why do you think that is? 888-630-9625, 515. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Friday, Jamie.
Oh, happy Friday. We made it to Friday, everyone.
Yay.
And a couple items here to start. We've been busy overnight for the traffic center here. Two accidents. Virginia, still working to clear the 95 southbound lanes, but right now everyone's still diverted in Dumfries. So if you're heading southbound 95, right at 234 Dumfries, that's where you're taking off the interstate over to Route 1. You can rejoin 95 at 619 in Triangle. So that's a big problem here on southbound side. Northbound, the flow of the rush hour, all of your travel lanes are open. Now, to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it was a single car crash from overnight, happened around 1 a.m. Southbound BW Parkway still diverted at Powder Mill Road for the accident cleanup investigation there. Northbound side open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Are you ready for this today? Cloudy skies, a high of 41. Tonight, cloudy skies early. It's going to be followed by a mixture of light rain and snow overnight, a low of 34. Chance of precipitation is 80%, snow accumulations an inch or less. Some just to the west and north may get 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain, snow, temperatures steady in the mid-30s, chance of precipitation 90%. And then Sunday, sunshine, highs in the low 40s and the lows in the upper 20s. Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 516. Wow. And then this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Senator Al Franken resigned yesterday, but he's going to resign sometime. And a lot of people complaining that his apology really wasn't, he didn't really give an apology.
Right.
Now, I don't know if he was required to give an apology. If he truly didn't feel that what he did was wrong or that he was not guilty of doing the things of which he was accused, then should he have apologized? I don't necessarily think so.
Well, I watched some of the coverage and I actually read some of the response of his colleagues, and some of them said, look, he should have probably just... Senator Manchin from West Virginia said he felt that the process should have essentially worked its way through the system, that he should have gone before the ethics committee and had the review. I can't necessarily disagree with that. But the problem with this, Mary, is that I just got to go back to the photo evidence.
Right.
And the direct comments that of the inappropriate behavior during that USO tour, to include, quote-unquote, writing into the script, you know, the kissing scenes for certain skits. So it's kind of like, that's pretty obvious, you know. I mean, something like that, he could have at least addressed that, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Now, why do you think also, 888-630-9625, why do you think he didn't resign right away? He's resigning sometime.
Sometime.
So why didn't he resign right away? What do you think is going on here? I think there's, I don't know. I don't admit, some people are saying he's never going to resign. He's just going to ride it out. He's going to wait for the storm to pass, and he's not going to resign.
I think he may be waiting for the results of the Judge Moore race. I mean, he did comment on that issue, and plus he feels very resentful about President Trump being in the White House. So.
He is very resentful. And we'll talk about that, because he kind of took a shot at both President Trump and Roy Moore. Al Franken talks about how much he's a champion of women.
I am proud that during my time in the Senate, I have used my power to be a champion of women, and that I have earned a reputation as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day. I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am.
All right, so I know who I am, and I am a champion of women. Well, there's quite a few women who disagree with that. Why do you think he's going to be resigning, you know, in the coming weeks? And was it an apology? Oh, we just lost. All right, I was just going to go to the caller. Sorry. Let's hear him talk about resigning it coming up.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
So he's resigning in the coming weeks.
Well, I think that's one of the things that's noted is he's become a very much an icon for some of his harsh questioning of some of the folks recently and non-related issues to the sexual harassment thing. So I think that's part of it, Mary. I think some of that he wants to hang around for and he wants to bask in it. I think there's some things he's done that he clearly is full of a bit of pique, because he talks about all the things he's done. It's all about Al Franken, by the way. This isn't about his victims. This isn't about what can I do best to serve the people of Minnesota.
Yeah, but see, and here again, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to, but he never copped to any of this.
Right.
And he said some of these claims are false, and some of them I remember differently. So he doesn't feel that they're victims. Now, I don't know if that makes him wrong, because we don't know what the truth is. And again, I've been a big fan of putting the brakes on all of this, because I think it's going to, this you know, rock is rolling downhill really fast.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to get caught up in it who shouldn't be caught up in it. And I'm not a fan of Al Franken. But if it weren't for that photo, the photo in my world is just like, all right, dude, you got caught on camera.
Right.
You know, like that to me. But if it weren't for that photo, let's go to Craig in D.C. who's back. Craig, thanks for calling back. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary.
Hi.
Franken's retirement is on his bucket list, along with winning the Nobel Peace Prize, becoming president of the United States, and banging Taylor Swift.
All right, Craig, thank you so much. That's why he's going to resign in the coming weeks.
Well, you know, I think he's got to consider. Oh, he was up. His name was up for president in 2020, too. So
yes,
maybe that's
maybe that's part of it. All right, coming up, we're going to give you the meat of this, the meat of what he had to say. A lot of people took notice of what he had to say coming up about a little parting shot at some people. That's next, 888-630-9625. If you want to weigh in, 522 on WMAL.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Learn how to protect and bring it to market. For your free idea and invention get started kit, call 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway commuters out of Laurel. Heads up, you might want to head over to 95 till they can completely wrap this whole accident investigation up. So southbound, BW Parkway still diverted at Powder Mill Road. Single car crash. Northbound side, your travel lanes are open. Now let's go southbound in Virginia. Southbound 95, Dumfries in toward Triangle. Had several cars involved in this crash and everyone diverted off at 234 Dumfries, and it looks like they're trying. No, I'm not seeing any cars come through yet. 95 southbound, they are making some progress, but it looks like still diverted 234 over to Route 1 south. On the northbound side, not affected, and you're in good shape there. So those are our two big stories right now. Elsewhere around the Beltway, off to a quiet start. Coming in from the west, no issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And as we look ahead toward tonight, maybe a little snow around, possibly lingering into Saturday. An inch or so possible in some spots, especially just west and north. Finally, today, 41. Rain, snow comes in tonight, probably to all snow later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So Al Franken yesterday, while he was announcing that he was retiring in the coming weeks, took a shot, couldn't help himself, had to take a shot at some people. While he was on his way out, we'll let you hear that.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls' campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party. But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota.
Well,
I understand exactly what he's saying there. And this is the reason why I think this is all happening. The reason the Democrats, the reason why last week Al Franken was supposed to get due process and John Conyers was an icon, and this week the two of them are under the Democrat bus, They're gunning for Trump, and this is what they're setting the precedent. They're going to look at Republicans, go, well, are you going to get rid of your own? Are you going to get rid of your own now? We did it. What's wrong with you? We're morally superior. The Democrats must sit on them. They have to have the moral high ground. They must claim it at all costs.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, but I think in this case, this speech was all about his peak. This is all about his ego. And I think he lost a lot of ground, Mary, by not actually saying we're trying to seek the high ground. He missed an opportunity.
All right. We have so much more coming up, but this is not the end of this. We have a lot more coming up for you. It is 528 on WMAO.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and there are 2 weeks to go for Chamonix's Christmas and holiday sale. The countdown begins, introducing the brand new Genucel treatment for droopy eyelids. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear. So I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day it works, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift, free. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. But it gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes, and express shipping is also free. That's 5 free gifts. Order now to get this Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Right, coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about Robert Mueller's investigation. It looks like there are more people who may have some political connections that may preclude them from continuing their work with Mr. Mueller. We'll tell you who they are and what's going on. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Snow in the forecast for tonight. How much snow?
So amounts are probably looking at about an inch to an inch and a half along the I-95 corridor and in and around the district.
Meteorologist Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service. The full forecast coming up. Relief for federal employees as the House and Senate both passed stopgap measures to keep the government running till December 22nd. Following Senator Al Franken's announcement, another Congress member says he'll resign. Arizona's Republican Lee Franks.
The House Ethics Committee announcing that it has opened an investigation, and Tred Franks sent out a statement, a lengthy statement, saying that he is going to resign effective January 31st.
Correspondent MJ Lee. A total of 6 wildfires now burning in Southern California, driven by the Santa Ana winds, the newest blaze in San Diego County. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24-211, the NASDAQ at 68-12. Sports sponsored by MGM National Harbor. Wizards win, beating Phoenix 109-99. Skins on Sunday facing the LA Chargers. You can listen to the game right here starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on WMAL. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Happy one-year anniversary to MGM National Harbor. With your support, MGM National Harbor has donated $143 million to the Maryland Education Trust Fund. Learn about MGM National Harbor's impact on the community at mgmnationalharbor.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% 10% more money and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. Two convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, hang in there. We have change for the better. Interstate 95 southbound. Boy, they'd been clearing a crash for quite some time from the overnight. Now, all travel lanes open. So southbound 95, I know you're going to line up about 20 minutes here to try to get down to 234 Dumfries. But stick with it. You'll find that all lanes have been reopened. No longer detoured over to Route 1. So now it's about easing out the volume here at the scene. Now we'll go northbound as you make your morning travels toward your destination. Dale City to Woodbridge will be the heaviest stretch on the northbound side of 95. Our other main problem right now, still Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound out of Laurel. If this is your trip and you're heading south down and toward Greenbelt, you might want to think about Route 1 or even 95 until they can reopen the lanes. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway remain closed to Powder Mill Road. They're doing an investigation from an overnight crash there. Northbound side is open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
41 today with a cloudy sky, northwest breeze, little rain and snow tonight. 34, colder out in the suburbs. Rain and snow around tomorrow. Temperature steady in the mid-30s, up to an inch in spots, maybe 1 to 3 as you get outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 35 degrees and clear at Stafford Courthouse. It's 38 in Fort Washington, 39 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us at 7:05, David Bossi. He's the author of Let Trump Be Trump. He knows all things Trump. We're going to ask him lots of questions. At 7:45, it's Larry Michael. Got a game coming up. 8:05, Representative Louie Gohmert is with us. And at 8:15, it's Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, and I am here this morning joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in studio. Poor Vince not feeling well, so Vince is not here. So you jumped in. Thank you so much.
Yes, as you all know, I have a really big effort to get here in the morning, so I slept in my car all night and was able to get here on time, so here we are.
Wanted to discuss some changes, the Mueller investigation.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that because there have been some changes. The FBI, there's a top DOJ official who was demoted, another one. We know that we had one gentleman who was kicked off. Now we've got Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr held two titles at the DOJ. He was the Associate Deputy Attorney General. That placed him four doors down from Rod Rosenstein. Four doors down. He's also the director of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. Now, he held both those titles until Wednesday. However, he was demoted this week amid an investigation into his contacts with the opposition research firm Fusion GPS that was responsible for the anti-Trump dossier. He is going to retain his title as director of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, but he has been stripped of the higher post, which is deputy attorney, as the associate deputy attorney general.
Right.
He's been stripped of that. So he's been demoted.
Lost his nice office, too, apparently.
He did lose the nice. Well, I don't know. Maybe he keeps the office.
No, no, they moved him. They moved him a floor down. Not that I know this.
So is that how it works, that the higher up you are, the more important you are?
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. No, he apparently was just like three doors down from Mr. Rosenstein. How do you pronounce that? Anyway, so, apparently, and actually they, I think, shared the same coffee valet. You know, you lose your coffee valet, too, when you...
They have coffee valet? Am I paying for all that?
I'm paying for
coffee valets?
Yeah, of course.
Are you kidding me?
They probably have their own dining room, too, if I know how things work over there. So, yeah, I mean, you have to understand, Mary, these people are like the royalty. I mean, I'm surprised they don't have, like, big purple capes they wear when they run around the top floor of the building over there.
That is amazing.
With that said, to be more serious, no, this is very serious. This individual apparently met with the Fusion GPS guy after the election. So the question becomes, why was he meeting? Who was in that meeting and what happened?
Yeah, well, this piece is by James Rosen, and he says Fox News has learned that evidence collected by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which is chaired by Devin Nunes, indicates that this guy, Bruce Orr, met during the 2016 campaign first with Christopher Steele. Now,
right.
Christopher Steele is the source of that dossier, the infamous dossier that we find out was pretty much just a bunch of made-up stuff.
Right.
So he met with him. And then he then later met, as you said, with Glenn Simpson,
right,
who is the founder of Fusion GPS, were the people who commissioned the dossier, and we now know were funded by the DNC.
Right. And the Clinton campaign.
Now, by the time he met with Glenn Simpson, the dossier had been in the hands of the FBI for about 5 months,
right,
so they already had it. And the surveillance of Carter Page, who was an advisor to the Trump campaign, had started more than 2 months prior.
Right.
So the FBI had the dossier for 5 months. 3 months later, there is surveillance on Carter Page, and 2 months after that is when this guy meets with Glenn Simpson, the founder of Fusion GPS. So why is he meeting with these people?
Right.
Why is he meeting with Glenn Simpson, the founder of Fusion GPS? Why is he meeting with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who authored the dossier,
right,
in question? Why, and now, bigger question, okay, why are you on the team investigating Trump?
Right. Well, we need to put this in, take a step back from it. This is like, Mary, your worst enemy, someone in your neighborhood who hates you, puts together a dossier on you. All the bad things that they think you do, anything that they think you might do, and all of a sudden they give that to the police in your local neighborhood, and the police take that as fact, and
right,
the police then act as if you have done these things and then take official action against you. That's how bad this is. And what the appearance is, based on my background as a former counterintelligence agent and operative, these people were all in it together. This is one big tapestry of individuals feeding off incorrect information for purposes of launching official investigations.
And the contacts between Orr and Christopher Steele and Orr and Glenn Simpson had not been publicly disclosed or shared with Devin Nunes' House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
Imagine that.
So why are they hiding this? Now, Jim Jordan was just talking to Christopher Wray, who's the director of the FBI now, about the use of this dossier, as you were just talking about, in this entire investigation. What role did this dossier play in the investigation that is going on right now?
If you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You could clear it all up. You could clear it all up for all of us here, all the Congress who wants to know, and frankly, all of America who wants to know. You could clear it all up by release. We sent you a letter 2 days ago. Just release the application. Tell us what was in it. Tell us if I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what happened. And if it did, it is as wrong as it can be. And people who did that need to be held accountable.
Congressman, we will not hesitate to hold people accountable after there has been an appropriate investigation, independent and objective, by the Inspector General into the handling of the prior matter. And based on that, I will look at all available remedies, depending on what the facts are when they are found. As to the access to the dossier, that's something that is a subject of ongoing discussion between my staff and the various intelligence committees.
All right, so there's going to be an investigation into the committee that's investigating. This is crazy. Everyone's going to be investigating everyone. Coming up, there's another member of the team that is also under question. One by one by one, Mueller's team is falling apart. We'll tell you who it is. It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Soldiers and civilians gathered recently at Fort Stewart to promote awareness and offer resources to help prevent suicide. Medical professionals from the 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team used the backdrop of a car show to engage participants in conversation surrounding suicide. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to High Blood Pressure on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
It's 5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, they're still diverting traffic. Since they've been out there for quite some time, so we were hoping with the tow truck there we could get some lanes open, but they have uprighted the vehicle that had been overturned, but still southbound BW Parkway over to Powder Mill Road, that's your detour point. Northbound lanes are open, so if you're coming out of Laurel, down toward Green, about the spec shoot, head over to Route 1 or 95 so we can get you the all clear there. Hey, the all clear, Virginia, Interstate 95, if you didn't hear, I had been talking about the crash, now no longer in effect. Southbound no longer detoured in Dumfries. Your travel lane's open, and the delay that you see on the approach, it's not going to last long. It's clearing quickly. Around the Beltway, good shape. Maryland, a reminder, in the Frederick area, come south on 355. You can get past down toward Francis Scott Key Mall, but beyond that, that's going to be closed for some time to repair the bridge over the Monocacy River, damaged due to an earlier crash this week. 270, how we shape up right now, but a little bit of stop and go right as you approach Route 80 Urbana and down toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy 41 today. A little bit of light rain, light snow tonight. Some have all snow. That rain and snow will be around tomorrow. Up to an inch possible in the district. Maybe a little bit more in some spots. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Gross negligence is the phrase in the statute. So that was the phraseology in the initial draft that tracked the statute. Well, it's really difficult to say we're not going to prosecute you under a statute when we use the precise words. So he changed it to extremely careless. There is no difference. The only difference is they weren't going to charge her, so they didn't want to use the words of the statute, and they changed them. My bigger problem is if he had pro-Clinton or anti-Trump bias, what the hell was he doing interviewing Hillary Clinton?
And that was Gowdy yesterday on the Fox News channel, Trey Gowdy, on Fox News yesterday, talking about these things that are really problematic with this Mueller investigation. And that was referring to Agent Peter Stroke,
right,
who we now know is off because he was so involved with Hillary Clinton. He is one of the people who sat there in that, I think it was July 2nd interview that wasn't recorded. There's
right.
No transcript.
Right.
Nobody knows what was said. Nobody knows what wasn't said. And he... But everybody decided, it's okay. And
right.
She was allowed to have her legal team there with her, who was also under investigation for improperly having access to classified emails.
Right.
So it was just a goat rodeo, the entire thing.
I think it's covering up a secret operation called Operation Keystone, which is actually reflective of the Keystone Cops.
I think that's
what they're trying to cover up here, Mary. It's like, hey, you know, nothing to see here. But no, I mean, let's talk about that for a second. You have an overwhelming set of characters who are committed to a certain outcome without any regard to what the letter of the law says. And, Trey Gowdy is completely correct. The law stipulates what the requirement is for a crime. The crime was essentially documented, but they tried to use Orwellian terms to say, oh, not really. It's just, she just wasn't... She couldn't read the portion markings and stuff. So
yeah, and so first is Peter Stroke. Now we were just talking about Bruce Orr,
right,
who looks like he's off because he also, shockingly, was involved with the firm that came up with the Trump dossier and the former British agent who was the author of the dossier. Well, now there's another one. I promised we'd tell you about this. This is Jenny Ree. Now her name, Jeannie Ree, excuse me, probably familiar to you. I've heard her name before. She is the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department. She worked in the Office of Legal Counsel. She's a member of Robert Mueller's special counsel. Well, previously, she was part of a legal team that defended the Clinton Foundation from a racketeering lawsuit filed by Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch.
Right.
So she's got that. She donated $5,400 to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2015
and 16. That was money well spent.
$7,300 to President Obama's presidential campaigns. But remember, that is not prohibited under FBI guidelines. So contributing to a candidate, not against FBI guidelines. So
nobody's saying that's wrong. Everybody's saying is, if you've made this contribution, I think your political beliefs are kind of worn on your sleeve, so to speak.
And then... here's the big one. She represented Ben Rhodes, who was Obama's security advisor during the congressional investigation into the 2012 Benghazi attacks.
Right.
She represented him. Who is he tied to? Oh, wait, Hillary Clinton.
Who, by the way, inside the FBI, they attempted to say it wasn't a terrorist attack as well. Same group, by the way.
Exactly. So this is one by one, and I'm glad to see Republicans are getting smart and starting to go one by one through Mueller's team. And pointing all of this out. 551, here's El Rushbow.
Al Green is a Democrat congressman from Texas. He finally got what he wanted, an impeachment vote in the House. And it went down in flames. The final vote was 364-58 against. But according to The Hill, the losing side got an unexpectedly high number of Democrats to go along with this exercise in futility. Now, most of the Democrat leadership voted to table the impeachment resolution, but 126 other Democrats, obviously more grounded in reality, voted with Republicans to defeat it. Before the vote, Nancy Pelosi and her left-hand man, Steny Hoyer, urged their side to abandon the foolishness and stop pushing for impeachment, but enough defectors voted with Al Green to embarrass the party. So now what? Well, the lopsided vote probably will not deter Green and his buddies. Assistant Democrat leader James Clyburn voted with Green, as did Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucasians. That support may well embolden Green and his pitiful band of progressives to keep up this fight. But the vote did accomplish one thing. It put Democrats on the record. The inflamed, out-of-control, Trump-hating Democrat base will zero in on every single Democrat who did not go along with the impeachment effort and raise hell with them. And that is a gift to Republicans that they otherwise wouldn't have had. So thanks, Al. It's a good job overall. Keep it up.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
All right, and coming up, we have only touched on everything going on with this Mueller investigation. There's more with Devin Nunes. There's more with Christopher Wray. So to discuss it all with us coming up at 8:05 is Representative Louis Gohmert. So he will hopefully break this down for us. It is 5:55. It is time to check WMAL traffic and weather, which is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sigh of relief. We have better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Here we go. Coming out of Laurel, you can now stick with the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Had the overnight crash for hours. Investigation finally wrapped up. No longer detoured at Powder Mill Road. So that's the good news. I know you're hitting delays as you're coming south near 197, but if you stick with it, the closer you get to Powder Mill Road, the better the pace. We're just trying to flush out that volume. Northbound side was unaffected. Now, onto the Beltway. You're coming Beltway out through Greenbelt and to College Park. Keep alert up ahead in Silver Spring. Crash reported on the outer loop right near 29 Colesville Road. Virginia, 95 southbound. Dumfries, all lanes open. Those delays cleared from the earlier crash. Northbound, the flow of the rush hour. Yep, definitely seeing the volume. Dale City toward Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
41 today with a cloudy sky, northwest breeze, a little rain and snow tonight. 34, colder out in the suburbs. Rain and snow around tomorrow. Temperature steady in the mid-30s, up to an inch in spots, maybe 1 to 3 as you get outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 5:57, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by MGM National Harbor.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the opening of MGM National Harbor. Since its opening, MGM National Harbor has been the top contributor of education funds for the state of Maryland. Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com to learn more.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, the resign-a-thon may be continuing. There is another representative who announced that he's going to resign from office as of January 31st. We'll tell you who it is and why. You didn't hear much about it yesterday. We've got it, though. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. A new two-week deadline looms for a government shutdown after the House and Senate approve stopgap measures.
It wasn't a last-minute move, but it was close. Congress approved a short-term spending plan that postpones a government shutdown for 2 weeks. That means Republicans and Democrats have to hammer out their differences between now and December 22nd. Vice President Mike Pence believes it'll be done.
Before this Christmas, we'll produce real results for the American people that'll make America stronger and more prosperous.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A smog lawsuit has been filed by 14 states, including Maryland, as well as the District of Columbia, suing the Trump administration over what they say is a failure to enforce smog air quality standards. No immediate response from the EPA. There's a new review of how D.C.'s public transportation is operating.
The report on WMATA is a combined effort of former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Among the findings, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is performing well, but the WMATA board is not due to the fact that it's too big. LaHood also thinks the transit agency should manage costs and increase productivity in the next labor contract, and that there should be dedicated capital funding. He says without it, WMATA will never be fixed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County residents and business owners all pay high property taxes, but all landowners are not created equal under Maryland law, and one delegate wants to change that.
The state of Maryland
gives private country clubs big property tax discounts. Delegate David Moon's proposing legislation to stop that.
I just think it's time to revisit that decision and, you know, really take a look at this and say, is this a priority right now?
County officials were shocked to learn recently that the county's running a $120 million deficit.
I would think, you know, the country clubs would be the last priority when fiscal times are tight.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vigil last night in New Mexico after two students were shot to death at Aztec High School. Sophomore Garrett Parker says he's thankful his teacher always locks the classroom door.
Everyone just sat there really, really scared. And then my teacher finally told us that she got news that there was an active shooter. And so we were all in the corner really scared, and we could just hear shots and the helicopter coming.
The shooter was also killed. The United States will take part in next year's Winter Olympics. That clarification from the state.